Blog Talk Radio.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word says.
Say.
I need you to say it.
Okay, sister, I'm just talking now. The phone was on mute. All right, okay. I'm on, Winnie. Call back on. Call back. All right. I didn't even hit the, remove the mute button. Okay. God bless you all. Lord have mercy, Jesus. I need help today, but that's all right. Thank you for tuning in. You were listening to Let the Church Say Amen. Yes, it's on. It's on. It ain't on mute now, Sister Ruby. God bless you all. We thank you for tuning in once again to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. You were listening to Let the Church Say Amen by Pastor Marvin Winans and also the great, incomparable Andre Crouch. And that song was requested again by our speaker for today. We just so glad to have you all with us. We thank God for another opportunity to bless the Lord at all times. Amen. That is our destiny focus for this week. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Amen. We're just so excited to be able to have our guest. He's not a guest speaker, the anointed, prolific, profound ministry of Dr. Winston L. Singleton Jr. of Greater Enrichment Ministries in Los Angeles, California. He will be teaching and preaching for us these 2 days, today and tomorrow. So I tell you, we all have cell. I think everybody, we are living in a cell phone society. So while you are on the phone listening to this a wonderful man of God as he expounds on this very profound topic, you can text your friends and your family and your coworkers and tell them to tune in. Amen. You know we can do these kind of things. While you're on the phone, you can send a text message out. Amen. So we're just so excited about what God is doing. We thank God for our co-host that is here with us. That's none other than Mama, Sister, Mother, Ruby Larry. Amen. We thank God for the wonderful job that she is doing, man, in this switchboard. I tell you, God is amazing. God is an awesome God. Amen. So we're going to get right on into what the Lord would have us to hear on today. So I pray that you came with a receptive heart. I pray that you came to receive something to encourage you, to inspire you, to enrich and enhance and empower your life, to know that you can pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus. That's our mandate. Our mandate is to empower souls to pursue their destiny. Amen. And we're on this line Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also like for you to know that you can always go back into the archives, or you can visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can listen to these messages in their entirety. Amen. Again, it's just a special honor, and we're always honored to have Dr. Singleton with us. We also see another Singleton on the line today. My God, my God. And he was with us on Friday, this past Friday, and I tell you, he began to expound on a living, walking miracle. And that's none other than Minister Aaron Singleton. And we're going to ask him if he's not too shy today, and I know he's not shy, because God has given him a gift to be able to reach the masses. Amen. So we're going to ask Aaron Singleton to open up with us, open up this broadcast today with a word of prayer. If he's not too shy, and I know he's feeling it right now. Hallelujah. So, Aaron, God bless you today.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Adrian. Cousin Al. Yeah. God is good, you know, he's worthy to be praised, and you put me on the spot, but that's all right, I do it. God
all
is good.
All right, all right. You know, we're still talking about that wonderful message that God gave you on Friday. It really just is still resonating in our hearts, and it was profound. Amen. I know you're not a person that be on Facebook, but they're talking about that message. Even your nephew, Nookie, Alfred III, he said, my. He said, the word is in here. Amen. So if you don't mind just opening up with the word of prayer for us today, and we certainly appreciate you coming and tuning in again with us.
Anytime, anytime to pray, y'all. Put your minds together. Let me say a prayer right quick because you're going to want me to hear a powerful man of God. Lord, have mercy. Devil, for your trouble, for Jesus. Let me say a prayer. Dear my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, let your blood prevail, bind the devil right now, God, on every side, oh God. You don't know who's out there going through something right now. Touch their mind and spirit, oh God. Guide them in the right pathway, Lord God. Bless my cousin Winnie, the preacher. Teach a powerful message, oh God. Let your anointing blow the yoke. The devil's a lying wonder right now. We come against him right now. Preach the blood of Jesus. Let him speak to him like you never spoke to him before. Let them come with a message that somebody got a stronghold in their mind or their spirit that want to give up, want to let go, oh God, because what the devil meant for evil, you meant for good, oh God. Let this message touch somebody's soul, touch somebody's life, oh God. Bless my cousin Adrian, oh God, in this broadcast that you got for, oh God, in these last and evil days, because folks right now need to get their life together, oh God. People's confused, don't know which way to go, because you got so many false prophets, like I said, on the scene, telling them everything just to get money from them, oh God, because it's not about money, Lord God. It's about souls you're looking at us to get, oh God, in these last evil days. Bless us right now, oh God. Let your anointing break the yoke right now on every side, oh God, because it's time, oh God, to make that change, oh God. Let your will be done, we pray right now, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Aaron. I tell you, God is just moving by his mighty power. We're so glad to see Evangelist Joshua with us today. I tell Winnie he has so many. Well, Dr. Singleton, he don't mind me calling him Winnie. You know, that's my name. That we all by. And he don't mind. I tell you, Evangelist Joshua, I told him he has some fans up here in Northern California, and we really love Dr. Singleton. I tell him he got a fan base when I say his name. I get some responses. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to introduce our teacher and our preacher for these next 2 days, and that's none other than Dr. Winston L. Singleton, Jr. of Greater Enrichment Ministries, there in Los Angeles, California. Lord, have your way is all I need to say. God bless you, Dr. Singleton.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Let the church say yes.
Hey!
We are so elated and so we feel so wonderful today because this is the day that the Lord has made. He said, "Let us rejoice and be glad in it." I'm very excited because this particular topic today has to be made known throughout the world because what's happening. The Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter number 24, he says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and we that dwell in the earth, we belong to him." But then the angel told the prophet Isaiah when he was calling him into his ministry, getting him into his new destiny, he began to tell him that the whole earth is full of his glory. And the problem is today, everything is giving God praise. The sun knows when to shine. The stars know when to twinkle. All the seasons know when to come in, you know, autumn, winter, spring, summer. Everything knows what to do. The birds know when to chirp in the morning. The creeping things from the night crawlers all the way to even the roaches know when to move and when to maneuver when they move. But it seems as though mankind has a problem in giving true praise to God. And the Bible said in the book of Psalms, chapter number 15, he says, "What is man that thou art so mindful of, and the son of man that thou visited him? He has given us dominion over the works of his fingers." And so while God is giving us the authority and the dominion of the earth, I think what we should at least do, we should at least give God praise and honor for giving us the ability to maintain things until he comes. But I want to really today, since we have 2 days, we extended our time now for 2 days, I won't get all the information out today. We will be going into some in-depthness, but tomorrow we'll conclude into some more areas of the praise and worship of God. But I want to just take my time a little bit and give some background on this great word of praise before we go on further. So we'll be interacting between Old Testament and New Testament, and then whatever God delivers into our hearts to give, you know, spontaneously we will do that. Might be a little humming, might be a little singing, because I'm going to tell you something, that's all in the part of praising the Lord. Now, what I want to do, I want to start off, if I would have a theme today, I'm going to talk about today about the an attitude of gratitude. I'm going to repeat that, an attitude of gratitude. And when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about something that God is requiring from us each and every day to give it. Because why? When we're talking about attitude, in fact, worship, in fact, the worship is an attitude, and an attitude is a firmly held point of view or the way of regarding something that we manifest in circumstances or situations in life, whether private or public. Let me repeat that again. Worship and praise is an attitude, but attitude is a firmly held point of view or the way we regarding something that we manifest or bring forth or display in our, you know, everyday given situations or circumstances in life, whether it be public or private. So whether I see you directly or indirectly, if you're behind closed doors, worship and praise is in order. Whether you're outside being seen, praises and worship is in order. Whatever you do should be to the glory of God. The Bible says in the New Testament, he said, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. So I'm saying that there's an attitude of gratitude. When we're talking about gratitude, we're going in great in-depthness concerning of being thankful. Being thankful and the readiness to return kindness. And we fail to realize sometimes when we're praying to God, sometimes we don't get an answer to God, because the Bible says you receive not because you ask not. But when you ask in amiss. You ask in a very selfish way. You ask without being humble. You ask with an attitude. And a lot of times I hear some prayers and I'm scared to even hear it. Sometimes it seems like you sit the Lord on certain things. It's like a dog. Lord, I'm sitting here right now, man. Lord, pick it up right now. It's like you put God on a chain. God said, no, you don't pimp me because I made you. You don't put me on the clock. He said, I do what you want. He said, I have you to do what I have for you to do for me. He said, he has made the kings and he made the princes. And so everything in the world belongs to God. So if God owns us as he does, he requires for us to glorify him and praise him. Look what the Bible said, as I did before I go on. The Bible said, the book of Ecclesiastes, pretty much by the preacher himself, the honorable King Solomon, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. He said, let a man fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. And I want to let you know, your duty of being this earth is not being God's gift to men or women. No, that's a myth. And in fact, you're quite delusional in your thought process. Your purpose in this world is to give God his praise, give him the honor, and to love mankind. But look what he said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 6, verse 4 and 5. He said, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord with all thy mind, or all your brain, all your heart, all thy soul, your entire being, and all your might, all your energies. So your energies and your synergies and all the various parts of elements of your total being should be giving God the praise. In whatever state you find yourself in, be ye therefore content, for godliness with contentment is what? You got it. Great game. So when we're talking about attitude of gratitude, we're talking about something that's very powerful. But before we go into there, I want to bring out the book of Psalms in itself. Psalms means, when you're talking about Psalms, you're talking about hymns of praise, hymns of hope, testimony, and deliverance. Now, mainly, this Psalms, book of Psalms, had a lot to do with the reflections of the Hebrew people, those that were called, that were a part of the lineage of Abraham. We find out in the book, just to digress for a moment, we find out in the book of Genesis chapter number 12, verses 1 through 3, he said, Abram, I want you to leave your father's house and your kindred and your family, and I want you to go to a land that I will show thee. He said, I will make your name great. And if you notice for a moment here, Abraham is a great biblical figure in three major world religions. Those three great world religions are Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. These three great world religions recognize Abraham as a significant spiritual figure. But we already recognize that in the book of Genesis, chapter number 12, in those early verses, he said that I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. He went on to say that I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. Then he went on to say, he said, now through you or through your lineage or through your family line, all of the families of the world will be blessed. And we found out that that promise that God gave unto Abram filtered down from Abraham to Isaac, Isaac to Jacob. Jacob's name was changed from Jacob to Israel. Israel had 12 sons, and the 12 sons represent the 12 tribes of Israel or the nation of Israel. And I would just say this, that 90% of the Bible talks about this wonderful family. But we find out that in Jacob or Israel's family, a lot lineage, out of the 12 sons, son number 4, which is named Judah, which means praise, yes, came out from there, and he was selected as eventually being the favor of God, that the lineage of Jesus Christ would come through that lineage. But we find out that a very powerful, significant figure in Judaism as well as in Christianity was King David. And we find out that King David was made a king by God. And he was such that he was really powerful, because King David, being one of the three of which you would call the United Kingdom. I mean, in other words, kings that ruled over the 12 tribes. The first, the three is, first of all, the first one was King Saul. After King Saul came King David, and after King David came his son Solomon, and they were the ones that were over the 12 tribes. Now, David was very significant because David brought back the institution of how they should praise God. What he did, he institutionalized the worship of God. Because before David came along, every tribe had their own shrine. They had their own place of worship. But God had David to consolidate or to tell everyone that the main place you come to worship God is in Jerusalem. Because that's where the Ark of the Covenant, that's where God wanted to be worshipped, in Jerusalem. So David was very important there, because the height of the spirituality of the Hebrew people, the children of Israel, in the ancient world, was under David. And every kingdom after that was, as far as the kings coming in that lineage, they were always trying to get back to the state where David brought their people. But here we see the book of Psalms that was composed pretty much by David. But the book of Psalms, we see here, the book of Psalms dealing with the hymns and praises and hopes and testimonies and chapters of deliverance of the Hebrew people. When we talk about Psalms, we're talking about worship. Now, Psalms is the largest book and pretty much the most widely used book in the Bible. You know, some of us use, the famous 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, And so there's many different Psalms. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter number 1, verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water to bring forth his fruit in its season, and his leaf shall not shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper, but the ungodly are not so. That's one of my favorite scriptures. But when we're in, whether we're in weddings, whether we're in funerals, whether we're in family reunions, whether we have, you know, ceremonial things that we do in our families and traditional celebrations, we notice that a lot of times the Book of Psalms, the chapters and hymns from Book of Psalms are always quoted and recited. Psalms is one is the largest book in the Bible that brings forth a lot of these songs and hymns. The Jews referred to the Book of Psalms as the Book of Praises. Other titles of the Book of Psalms are named in these particular titles. It can be referred to as Songs of Trust, Hymns of Devotion, Israel's Hymns, Book of Praises, Best Loved Book in the Old Testament. And it can also be known as the 150 Psalms to be set to music for worship. We understand that the Book of Psalms covers approximately 1,000 years. That's right, 1000. 1,000 years of written materials by various authors such as Moses and David and others. They are a collection of of long periods of time and became a very important part of worship to the Hebrew people or the people of Israel. Some of the Psalms tell the musical leaders and what instruments they should be playing, like harps and string instruments. You know, in chapter number 150, you know, it says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. But he's talking about praise them in the high-sounding cymbals. Praise them with the trumpets. Praise them with the string instruments and psalteries. Praise them on the harps. You know where I'm going with this. Because what? God don't only want you to use your mouth, but God want to use anything that's associated with you. Why do we praise the Lord with our mouth, but we use our instruments in the clubs? Okay, you know where I'm going with this. God said, you're going to praise me with your mouth. I want you to praise me with some of your very good whistling. Why can you whistle unto the Lord? Why you want to whistle for a woman or a man, but you won't whistle to God? God wants you to use the instruments. You are an instrument of praise. So God said, I want everything. I want your mind. I want your soul. I want your strength. I want your attitude. I want your intellect. I want your creativity. I want your perceptions. In other words, God wants you to love him with you. So in the ancient Israel, in the ancient world in which Israel lived, the Psalms were used in several ways. They were used to praise God. They were used to express sorrows. They were used to teach. They were used to honor Israel's kings and pray for the fairness of his rule. They also brought forth to tell God's power over all creation. They were displayed to show forth the love for Israel in Jerusalem. It was also used to celebrate the festivals of God. A lot of the festivals, like Pentecost and the Feast of the Weeks and the Passover, a lot of them used psalms and hymns and some of the stories and hymns that were used in the psalms to be quoted and to be sung with instruments and songs. So the children of Israel had a very strong heritage. They had a very, very, very powerful and a very enlightening and enrichment in family, because God had instituted for them to praise him not only with word of mouth but also literature and other means of worship. Let us go on a little bit. Like I said today, I'm taking my time, and we're going to get into some good stuff after a while as well. We see here that the title to the individual psalms were attributed by the following. We see that 73 psalms of the psalms were written by David. Two of them were written by Solomon. 10 were written by the sons of Korah. 12 of them by Asaph. One of the hymns were written by Heman. One was written by Ethan. And one was written by Moses. And then you have 50 remaining that were anonymous. In other words, we don't know who wrote them, but we know that they were attributed to the worship and praise of God. The majority of the Psalms were written during the time of David in the 10th century BCE. When I say BCE, BCE means has two meanings. For you out there that are scholarly or deal with the secular world, as well as the religious world, you might hear BCE, B.C.E. It means before common era, before common era, before the first century. In other words, common era, era means time, E-R-A. So before common era, but for the Christian world means before Christian era. And some of you are familiar with B.C. meaning before Christ. So before common era, B.C.E., before Christian era, B.C.E., and B.C. before Christ. So we're seeing here that the majority of the 10th century before Christ, before Christian era, before common era, these psalms were written, the majority of them by David, during the time that he was living. But now I want to go a little further, because some kind of church, I hear certain things, and then you hear it too. How many of you out there have heard some people that claim to be scholars and theologians? They'll say, I want everybody to turn to the 150 division of psalms. Oh. When they say that, sometimes I say, wow, do they really know what they're saying? Because there's not 150 divisions. There's 150 chapters in Psalms, but there are really five divisions or five sections or five parts of the book or five books of Psalms. You say, well, my God, that's the first time I hear it. That's why I'm here this week, to enlighten you on some things that maybe you can jot down. Now, let me just say this before I continue. I usually say this as with an introduction when I'm doing revivals or doing seminars or such, lectures. I say there's five things I want you to bring to my class, my lectures, my seminars, my conferences, as well as my revivals. First of all, you have to bring yourself. Number two, you bring a pencil and pad and other resources, such as your iPad, which might consist of having a dictionary or thesaurus or other means of expounding or understanding some of the literature that's being said to you. Thirdly, you want to bring your Bible. Fourth, you want to bring a donation or an offering if you're in your particular churches or you're in a particular conference or setting of contributions. And what do you think number five is? Well, let me tell you, it's a breath mint. So if you bring these five elements with you into our enrichment and empowering session, you will be able to be equipped to be able to receive what you need. So I said all that to say this. I do want you in these two sessions. I'm going to be doing some teaching and maybe a little preaching, but right now I'm doing a little teaching. So I would like for you to pull out your pencil and pad. If you're near a typewriter or a computer, I want you to jot down some things here to help you in your quest of learning about praise for the next couple of days. Now, I'm going a little further now. Like I said before, the book of Psalms are divided or broken up into five parts, or there are five divisions or five subdivisions in the book of Psalms. First of all, when you talk about book number one, or the first book, or the first division of Psalms, it ranges from chapters number 1 to 41. The first book of Psalms, or the first division of Psalms, goes from chapters number 1 to chapter number 41. That's the first division of Psalms. The second division of Psalms, or the second book of Psalms, goes from chapter number 42 to chapter number 72. I'll say it again. The second book of Psalms, or the second division of Psalms, go range from chapters number 42 to 72. Book 3 of Psalms, or the third division of Psalms, go by the way of chapters number 73 to chapters number 89. That's the third division of Psalms. The fourth division of Psalms goes from chapter number 90 to chapter number 106. That's the fourth division of Psalms, the fourth book of Psalms. And lastly, book number 5, or the fifth division of Psalms, goes from chapters number 107 to 150. So when anyone ever tell you, let's go to the 150th division of Psalms, that's incorrect. It doesn't mean they're not saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, or Christian. They're just not quite accurate in knowing about the book of praise. Now, let me digress and go back again on something. We said that the first division of Psalms, from chapters number 1 to 41, talks about hymns or hymns of praises. Hymns of praises or psalms of worship. Chapter, the first division of Psalms, from chapters number 1 to 41, that book will be continued, the Psalms of Worship. When you go to the second and third division of Psalms, from chapters number 42 to 89, but, you know, of course, division 3 or division 2 is chapters number 42 to 73, and division 3, chapters number 73 to 89, they talk about psalms of hymns of national interest. In other words, what they did as a nation. In other words, let us praise the God of Jehovah in Zion, or the God of Israel, let us worship. They're talking about hymns of national interest, which a lot of times between those chapters, between 40, 42 and 89, you would hear psalms of that sort. Then you would hear anthem songs, anthems of praise from the division, fourth division, and fifth division of songs, which range from chapters number 90 to 150. You would hear anthems of songs, you know, like our anthems. We got our national anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we. That's the national anthem for the United States. But when you're talking about the anthems of praise for Israel, he said, you know, lift every voice, or he that hath praise, praise the Lord. We're talking about lifting up the Lord in anthems of praise. So I wanted to give you some enlightenment on that, concerning that. Now we're going to get down now to the particular chapter. We want you to turn to your Bibles to the Psalms chapter number 34. When we're talking about Psalm 34, that chapter will be entitled David's Thanks for Deliverance, or you can say Seek the Lord, or you can say Honor the Lord. Those are titles that you can use for Psalms chapter 34. But before we go further, let's see what chapter number 34. I want to take maybe at least the first four verses, or the first six verses, from verses number 1 to verse number 6 of chapter number 34. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. And then he went on to say, let me just go ahead and read two more so we can really get into this. He said, as the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. But, you know, this is one of our favorite ones. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Here we're talking about a particular Psalms concerning David. David was a man that loved the Lord very much. We find out that whenever David was in distress, whatever circumstances that he faced in life, whether it was good or bad, David always looked unto the Lord. The Bible even said so much, he mentioned him in the New Testament, in the book of Acts. He said that he was a man after his own heart. But in order for you to be after God's heart today, God has to be praised. He's worthy to be praised, but a lot of times we don't seek after the heart of God. The heart and mind of God comes is predicated by his word. But we have to be able to praise God in his word. And David was very powerful in doing it. David used to be my favorite, Bible biblical character. But, you know, David serve God based on his love for God and how he felt. But David didn't really go too much. I'm going to digress for a moment here. David really didn't go too much as Paul did. And we'll be talking about Paul a little later, too. Because he had the same type of mind that David had. But David felt what he had. Whatever God gave him at the time, he utilized what God has given him. If you notice, David did not have the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, as you and I have today. But Paul had. And this is what happened. David talked about him. David said, Lord, I was conceived and shapen in iniquity from my mother's womb. I started in the womb in sin. But as he went on, he elaborated on things externally around him. But Paul kind of emphasized a little bit more in depth. Paul says in the book of Romans, chapter number 7, he said, when I would do good, evil is always present. Paul went on to say, I find another law. He said, I delight of the law of God after the inward man. He said, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into the law of sin and bringing me into captivity into the law of sins, which is in my members. But look what Paul said in the book of Romans, chapter number 7, verse 23. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of the death? He said, I thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ that with my mind I myself serve the law of God and with my flesh the law of sin. So therefore, Paul went more into my psyche. He went into the intents of my inward man. Not that David didn't go, but David had to deal with what David had to deal with. David went on to say one time, he said, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, David said, my foot almost slipped. But then he went on in chapter number 37 of the book of Psalms. He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, and be not thou envious of the workers of iniquity. He said, they will soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herbs. So I like David. He's a close second. But David was very powerful because David knew how to praise God. I want to tell some of you today out here in Radio Land and wherever you may be, you cannot worship God in his entirety or in the totality if you're not around other believers that worship like you. You know, I heard someone say, praise is what I do. It's what I do. But you have to be around people that praise God. I heard him say, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. But look what David said. He said, I have to have an environment of worship. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let all of us exalt his name together. He said, why? He said, because I sought the Lord. Oh, Lord, I sought him. I got on my knees this morning and praised him. When I left out the house, I said, Lord, guide my feet. When my children was acting up, I said, Lord, do something. Bless me to be a better parent. When my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my husband left me, I said, Lord, comfort me. See, you got to thank the Lord while you're praising him and begin to not channel on all that you're doing because God knows what you have need of, but you got to praise him in the midst of your struggle. Praise him in the midst of your turmoil. Praise him when you're not feeling so well because why? When the praises go up, the blessings will come down. The Bible says, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. But let me go back to David here. He said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. In other words, in every situation of my life, in every event that occur in my life, he said, I'm going to praise him. But David made this, he said, the ideal way of praising him is praising him in public. Some of us are ashamed to praise God in public. Some of us only praise God when I'm praising him for the food. And some of us only praise God when I got some money. But have you ever praised God broke? Have you ever praised God when you're homeless? Have you ever praised the Lord when you have an eviction notice given to you? Have you ever praised God when your best friend tried to stab you in the back? Do you praise God that when the church family seem to go against you and kick you out, when you seem to be the black sheep of the family, do you ever praise God for being the black sheep? He said, with everything you have, give praise to him. I might be the black sheep of the family, but I serve a white and righteous God. I serve a God of purity. Because why? God has removed the stain of my character. And I'm no longer black to my family. God has turned it around and make you white. God has cleansed you from inside out. I heard a song say, clean me up. Clean me up. Purge me on the inside. Wash me on the outside. Clean me up. Clean me up. Prepare me to meet my God. But look what the song went on. It said, he said, there's a balm in Gilead, healing the sin sick soul. He said, if you let him in, he'll clean you up. He'll wash you and make you whole. David praised God. And we're going to go over some scriptures. And some of these scriptures are going to be King James as well as some of the contemporary verbiage of some of the versions today. But I'll tell you where it's found so you can keep that in mind. I'm going to let you know David was so addicted to praising God that he even praised him out of his clothes. There's nothing wrong for you to praise him out of your clothes. Just make sure you're in an environment where no one sees you. See, some of us like to praise God outside. No. You can praise him out of your clothes, but just make sure you're in a place where God is being glorified and not my neighbors. You see what I'm saying? God wants you to praise him in whatever state you're in. Whether I'm naked, whether I'm clothed, whether I'm Asian, whether I'm black, whether I'm white, whether I'm African, whatever nationality I am, you are praising God because he is the creator. He is he's the anchor of my soul. He is the existence of my being. I move, I walk, I have my being in God. But look what he says here. He said, I will bless him at all times. I will always have a praise for him. But look what he says here. I'm going to read some scriptures out that David said. We see here in Psalms chapter number 52, verse 9. He says, I will praise thee forever. This is David talking now. He said, I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. He also says in Psalm chapter number 33, verse 1, he says, rejoice in Jehovah, O righteous ones. Praise is becoming for the upright. He went on to say in another Psalm, chapter number 9, verse 1, he said, I will praise you, O Jehovah, with my whole heart. He said, I will tell of all your marvelous works. See, some of us need to brag and boast in God. You say, I don't know who you're serving. You might be serving Buddha, but my God is able. You might be serving Muhammad, but my God is able. You might be Hindu and say, I got 300,000 gods. He said, but my one God is better than your thousand. Well, I'm bragging and boasting for my Lord because why? He's been good to me. I want to tell of all of his marvelous works that he has done. David went on in chapter number 22, verse 25 of Psalms. He said, my praise shall be of you in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before the ones who fear him. Some of you got to stop praising God in the club. Some of you need to go into the church and stimulate some saint's mind that was told that they're not doing well. Satan, you need to talk to someone that claims they're Christian, but down on their self. You need to let them know, you know what? I may not have what you have, but I've got the same God you have. I may not have the money that you have. I may not have the pantry of food you have, but my God is still calling me in my right mind. I wish someone would praise him right now while you're in your car, while you're in your house, while you're in the school, while you're on the job. I can breathe. I can smell. I can see. I can clap my hands. I can stomp my feet. I can think. Oh, I can think of his goodness. I heard a song say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul begin to cry out hallelujah. Praise God. I wish someone just take the time to praise him right now. Can you just think about something he's done for you lately and stand on your feet and praise him? Huh, Lord, and his anointing is all in the place. The Bible says in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy, and in his right hand there's pleasure forevermore. Somebody needs to praise God. Some of you owe God a praise that you haven't praised him yet. Come on and pay your vows to the Lord. Pay your debt to the Lord. He's been good to you on Monday. He's been marvelous to you on Tuesday. He's been miraculous on Wednesday. He's been magnanimous on Thursday. He's been righteous to you on Friday. On Saturday, he cleaned you up. On Sunday, he gave you a new mind. Somebody needs to praise him for yesterday, Monday, and you need to give him some praise on Tuesday.
Oh, that's a revelation.
For you the rest of the week. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from my fear. My poor man, my poor soul, my poor intellect, cried unto the Lord. I may not have a good vocabulary, but God said, I'm not into your ebonics. I'm not into your intelligence. Just say my name, say my name, say my name. Tell me how much you love me. Some of you need to praise him and say, Lord, how much I love thee. Let me count the ways. I love you once. I love you twice. I love you three times. I love you. He said, roses are red, violets are blue. Lord, you can do it to me, and I'm going to try to be good to you, too. Someone needs to praise him right now out of the intents of your heart. Use your creative mind to praise him right now. Oh, Lord, without you, I'm nothing. We're talking about continual praises. David said, I will bless him, not tomorrow. I will praise him before the check come in. I will praise him. Somebody owe me some money. They haven't paid me yet. That's when you need to bless the Lord. Because God might be telling you the money ain't coming by that chump. The Lord might be telling you the money don't come another way. It'll come in the mail. It'll come through a neighbor that the Lord laid on their heart. A check will come through to help you. That's our God, the kind of God we serve. But you got to praise him. We're going to take our time this next 2 days because we want to focus in on an attitude of gratitude. It's time out to praise the Lord with attitudes of madness. Time out for praise the Lord with attitudes of jealousy. Lord, you gave them some money. Why you didn't give me that? No. Change your prayer. Say, Lord, if you can bless him with a million, what about me? Praise you for the money in advance. Some of you need to claim your millions now. Some of you need to claim your billions now. Some of you need to claim your companies right now. Some of you need to claim your new friends right now, your new church, your new ministry. God, we're talking about new destiny here. Some of you need to prophesy in your life and say, Lord, you promised. You said, Lord, first seek you the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Some of you need to claim your new mate. Some of you need to claim the car you're about to get. Some of you need to claim that the Lord, the prophecies are upon me, and I'm going to let it out. I heard a song say, I got to praise, I got to praise, and I got to let it out. I got to praise. Somebody needs to praise them. Okay, where was I? Okay, all right. I see I'm excited I'm getting because it's praise time. So we see here in chapter number 9 of the book of Psalms, he says, I will praise you, O Jehovah, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. He went on in chapter number 22 and 25. He said, my praise shall be of you in the great congregation, and I will pay my vows before the ones who fear him. He went on in verse number 35 and 18. He said, and when your people meet, I will praise you and thank you, Lord, in front of all of them. Stop praising the Lord by yourself. You need to get out there and praise him. People, pimps and prostitutes and dope addicts. Some of you need to go outside and get what you call streetwise spirituality. I said it, streetwise spirituality. You said, what do that mean? That means leaving the church walls and going outside and your friends that's on crack, your friends that's prostituting, your friends that's addicted. Go to the house. Go to the crack house and don't rebuke them. Go in there and magnify the Lord. Some of y'all need to do some spiritual drive-by and say, Jesus ain't it, run. Some of you need to go by the corner and say, you better get right before the Lord comes and run off the street. Some of you need to just go by and do some machine fire and just start saying, I don't bless the Lord at all times and praise him because you need to be in my mouth. And go down to some of those neighborhoods and say, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times because his praise is continually in my mouth. I'm going to praise him on Monday. I'm going to praise him on a noonday. I'm going to praise him in the evening time. I'm going to praise him when I feel good. I'm going to praise him when I'm sick. I'm going to praise him in the hospital. I'm going to praise him in the sane asylum. Wherever I am, I'm going to praise him because his words is the reason on my lips. And when I think of his goodness, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him right now because it's due to him. I'm going to praise him because I'm black. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him because I can't speak. But whatever I do in word and deed, I'm going to praise God. Because if it has not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where can I get a witness? Where will I be? I'm going to praise him. Oh, Lord. Okay, let me go back. Okay. We see here now. He says now in chapter number 35 of Psalms, in verse number 18, he said, and when your people meet, I will praise you and thank you, Lord, in front of them all. Then he went on in verse number 28 of 35 of Psalms. He said, then will I shout, not as if at church, but all day, praise the Lord God. He did what was right. Some of you are blaming God for bad decisions you made. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me say that again. Some of you are mad at God for what decisions, bad decisions you made. If you're in jail today, or you have been incarcerated, or you've been convicted, don't blame God for that. Praise God for that, because you could be dead. Maybe that jailhouse is keeping you alive. Maybe that arrest has got you to go into the right path. The Bible says, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he may direct your path. God might have you in that place to be a witness to others. I was just talking to someone a couple of months ago, and they were arrested, not in the right way. But the person that went into the prison, in the jail, before they let him go, he was a witness to the people that was in the jail. And he, guess what? And sometimes God might have you in that situation to be a deliverer. Ow! Be a deliverer to the people you meet. He told them, he said, at a certain time, he said, the Lord telling me to tell y'all in the prison, he said, at a certain time, you all going to be out. And when that time came, the man prophesied into their life, when the time came, all those that he spoke to got let out. Sometimes God got a word for you to deliver people out of the environment. But how can it have been delivered if you was not there? But when you begin to praise the Lord, sometimes the Lord will have you to praise him to confuse your enemy. How many know that? Sometimes your praise of the Lord will confuse your enemy, because your enemy is looking for you to go off, because your enemy has studied you. The devil watches you before you sleep. The devil knows what you like. The devil knows what turns you on and turns you off. The devil knows what kicks you off, and so the devil knows what makes you feel good. But how many know when the devil put what he put for evil, God plans it to be good. And when he thought you was going to get upset, you start praising him, and that's your enemy scratching their head. Because why? The blessings of the Lord is on the righteous. Hallelujah. We're talking about the praises. I will continually praise him. His praise shall continually. It's not how you feel. It's about doing God's will. He said, praise me. He said, come into my courts with thanksgiving. Come into my gates with praise. Come in. Stop having the praise team to pep you up. Stop having the preacher to preach you happy. Come into his gate. Sometimes you need to come into the church to help the preacher. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to come into the church and praise and to help the musician. Sometimes they need a touch. But God said, I brought you in for such a time as this to bring forth healing to the sin sick soul. Look what David said here. Let me continue on. He said then, number 71, verse 14 of Psalms, he said, but I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. The more you crank up the fire in my life, the more you try to disturb me, the more you try to offset me, I'm going to get on my knees and praise him. I am not going to curse you. I'm going to bless you. He said, I will bless the Lord at all. You see what I'm saying? I will not be vulgar in my response to you. I'm going to praise him in my secret place. In my closet, I'm going to praise him. And when I come out, I'm going to hypnotize you with praise. I'm going to change your thoughts with my praise. My praise is going to tear your walls down. Oh, Lord, I'm going to circle around like the children of Israel did with the walls of Jericho. I'm going to go around you seven times, and I'm going to praise him because seven is the completion of God's number. The number of completion. God says sometimes he wants you to go around. Sometimes God wants you to holler out seven times. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Lord. Praise him and watch what God will do for you in the praise. So we said here in 71 and 14 of Psalms, but I will hope continually and I will yet praise thee more and more. But look what he said here. It's for some of you that are discouraged. He says in Psalms chapter number 42, verse 5, he said, why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? I trust you, and I will praise you again because you helped me. Some of you praise God only once, and you won't go back. Sometimes the Lord is telling me right now, sometimes you need to go back again and bring forth the fruit of your lips. Sometimes God want to see how long you going to praise me. Sometimes he want to know how long you going to magnify me. Let's digress for a moment. You remember the book of Job, chapter number 1 and 2? Bible says, when the sons of God gathered themselves together, behold, Satan was there also in the mix. And God said, hey, man, what's up? No, he didn't say that, but, you know, in layman's terms now. What's up? He said, I'm walking up and down to and fro in the earth. He said, why are you down there? Have you considered my servant Job an upright man, a man that's praising and worshiping me, a man that assured the very appearance of evil? Do you know what Satan had the nerve to tell God? He said, is Job serving you for naught? In other words, is he serving you for nothing? He said, Lord, I bet you if you put forth your hand and take it from him, he will curse you to his face. But see, God knows your heart. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God knows your heart. If you got a heart of praise, honey, God knows when to deliver you. He said he knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. But you got to have a praise in your heart. You got to be saying, no matter what's happening to me, I'm going to worship my God because I believe. Look what he said here in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, verse 6 and 7. He said, for without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of him that diligently seeks him. You got to have a doggy dog mentality. Say, you know, I don't care how you treat me. My God's going to deliver me from you today. My God's going to get me out of this situation today. Let me just digress for a moment to let you know that I'm not just making up words. About maybe 3 weeks ago, almost a month ago, I went into a particular neighborhood that was outside of my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped for a moment and I went down the street. About 45 minutes after I went down the street, I came back and my car was gone. Someone broke in my car and took my car. Now, I don't drink, neither do I get high. So I was sober. I was walking up and down the street and said, I know my car is here. Now, I knew I parked my car here. But where my car was, it was an empty space. Mind you, it was about 12 o'clock at night because I used to be home late sometimes. So it was already late. I went down the street numerous times. I said, I know I parked my car here. It's gone. So what I did, so some people that was driving the car, they were getting ready to park in my space. I said, look, you don't want to park your car here because my car was stolen. So they looked at me kind of weird. So they said, okay, thank you. They rolled up their window. But then when I walked away, they drove their car off to another place. In other words, they heard what I had to say. So I made a police report. And so the police report, they said, I gave all the descriptions. You know, it took about maybe a half an hour, 45 minutes. They said, okay, we're gonna put out a report to the police that your car is stolen. Meanwhile, at that time of night, the buses don't run where I was going. So I had to walk. The street was like on the 65th block on the east side of town. I lived on the 40-something block on the west side of town. So I had to walk from that point to my house. Well, I started walking around about 1. I didn't get home till around 3:30. When I got home, my wife was still asleep. She didn't know the car was stolen. But I didn't do like some of y'all do. I didn't go over and pull up a joint and say, okay, let me smoke and let me drink my sadness away. I went and got on my knees. And I began to praise and worship the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm your child. And I don't know who has my car, but I said, you know all things. And guess what I said? Lord, I'm thanking you in advance. I can feel in my spirit. See, I wanted to hit the wall, but see, sometimes you got to let the praise come out of your spirit. In my spirit, I felt a calmness. How do you know sometimes you want to do something you think you're going to do, but the Holy Ghost won't let you do it? Well, in my heart, I wanted to kick the walls and knock out some windows. But, amen, there was a peaceness in my heart. And I said, Lord, I thank you in advance. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I believe my car is coming back to me. I don't know when, but I'm thanking you, Lord. Because why? My wife needs this car. I need this car. This is the only transportation I have. See, some of you need to make your request to the Lord and praise him for it. Some of you need to stop crying and wipe away the tears and begin to turn those tears of sorrow into tears of joy. Instead of saying, Lord, why did you do this? Say, Lord, I thank you for doing it because something good is coming out of this. I know, Lord, you're not doing this, Lord, there's a reason why you're doing this. Something good. Look what the Bible says in the book of St. James. He said, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh in patience. He said, well, let patience have a perfect work, that you may be entire, wanting nothing. But look what he said here. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And he said, for God gives to every man liberally or freely and upbraideth not. He doesn't hold back for you. He said, let that man ask in faith. So you need to praise God for your uncertainty. I don't know where that next job coming from. Praise him. I don't know where that next thing is coming from. Praise him. I don't know where that next opportunity is coming from. Praise him. Praise him in your room. Praise him in the restroom. Praise him outside. Praise him in the backyard. Praise him in your car. Praise him on the job. Praise him in your workplace. Praise him at school. Praise him. Give him the praise and say, Lord, I know you're on my side. Can the church say yes? Okay, let me go back to my story. When I got home, I was praising him. 4 a.m. My car was stolen, y'all. But then I waited a couple of hours later when I can ride the bus. See, if you don't have a car, you got to go by the best means. But your plan number two, you might have to take the bus, but praise him on the bus. And then he'll bless you when you get your car. I waited till daybreak. My wife was still asleep. I got that dress. I went back on the bus and drove the bus, two buses to where I lived, back to where I walked from. I went from 6:30 in the morning to 2:30 p.m. looking for my car. Lord! I went in a radius about maybe 3 mile radius on each side, still looking. But while I was looking, I was praising him.
Come on.
During the day, they had, you know, hustlers and people out there. I didn't rebuke them. I began to ask the question. See, some of you need to go to your problem and face it and ask your problem the question. Ask your problem. Ask your problem the question. Say, why are you in my way? Did God send you? Because why? If God send you, then suffering be my friend. See, some of your deliverance is really your blessing. But you got to praise God in the midst of your suffering and say, Lord, there's something good coming out of this. Okay, let me go back. So I begin to talk to the pimps and the prostitutes and the hustlers and the dope addicts. I said, you know what? Have any of you seen my car? They said, what's the color? I said, my car is green. I told them it was a 1995 Nissan 200SX. He said, wow, okay. I said, good. He said, well, I can help you. But see, sometimes God don't want your front notebook people to help you because they're looking for something in that. He said, well, you know, I'm trying to get some money. I said, I'll tell you what. I said, if you find it for me, I'll give you some money. All right. They started going on their bikes. They started running. They was trying to help me because they wanted something. But see, God didn't have them to find it because God said, I'm going to help you find your car. Sometimes God wants you to go alone. He don't want you to renege on your friend. He don't want you to look at your friend because your friend is not going to bring the praise out. When you serve God, you got to praise him. Praise the one that's going to bring you out. And so from 6:30 a.m. until around 2:30 p.m., I was looking for my car. Then a friend of mine, here I'm African-American, a friend of mine of Asian descent, told me, I asked for some help. They said they'll bring their car to me. They brought their car to me. I got in the, and then the person let me ride, let me be the driver of the car. They said, because why? I don't know the description of your car, and when you see it, you'll be able to find it. So I drove in the car, my friend's car, and we drove the spots that I was walking. See, God knows where your thing, your source will be. He knows it, because the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And everything that's in the world belongs to him. All you got to do is praise the one who owns the earth. He said a cattle and a thousand hills belong to God. The whole earth is full of his glory. You don't have to go. You don't have to use your body to get it. You don't have to use your influence to get it. All you need to ask is God. Say, Lord, direct my steps. He said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. From 6:30 to 2, I couldn't find it. I was walking. In the heat of the day, it was like 90, 95, it was 100 degrees outside. I was walking, but I forgot all about the heat because my mind was fine. But I was still praising God. I said, Lord, I thank you for my car. I said, Lord, I believe that before the nightfall, I said, Lord, I believe I'll find it before the police do. Faith, I was walking in faith, praising him while I was walking. A friend came, we went all around where I walked. But then I was going to go to another side of the town. Well, the Lord led me to stay in the area that I was in. So I end up driving at a particular point about two blocks over that I didn't go through during that day. See, some of you saying, I searched all night. I toiled all night. But the Lord said, cast your net to where I tell you to cast it. He said, launch out in the deep. The disciples said, Lord, we've been toiling all night. The Lord said, I know where the fish is. So you got to stop depending on everything else. And begin to praise the Lord for where he's going to take you. So then, we went two blocks over where I didn't go during the day. And I was riding out there because it seemed like everything looked like my car. Almost every other car was looking like my car. Green, same color, different model though. But lo and behold, around about 4:30 p.m., my help came. I saw my car. What they did, they drove my car, did a joyride during the night, but then they left my car two blocks over. They took my battery out and messed up my my ignition. It was left in the corner. When I saw my car, I said, that's my car. He said, how do you know? I said, there's a little dent on the side. The dent is right there. I said, Lord, in front of my friend. My friend wasn't Christian. I said, Lord, I thank you. I think they're Buddhist. But I said, Lord, I thank you. I said, I thank you, my God. Why? Because he allowed me to see my car. I ran outside. I ran out of the car. I ran and got my car because I thought maybe the house that it was in front of, it belonged there. But I couldn't drive off because the battery was gone and the ignition was messed up. About 15 minutes later, the tow man was just getting ready to come. They were going to tow my car. They would have towed my car. The police wouldn't have got it until about a few days later. And you know, when you keep it in the, when your car is impounded, that's where you have to pay the money. And I didn't have the money for that. But the Lord had me to call the police. And they said, I said, I found my car, police. They said, don't touch it. I said, well, I'm in my car now. They said, you got to get out, sir. Because if we catch you in that car, we already reported as a stolen vehicle. And if we catch you in the car, we might have to arrest you. I said, okay, but please hurry up. Hurry up to come. Let me get my car out of here. So when the person came to get my car to tow it away, they was getting ready to tow it. I said, the police told me that no one can touch this car. Because if you guys ride off in my car, you're going to be driving off with a stolen vehicle. So then they talked to the dispatcher, and the dispatcher went away. But then I had to wait an additional hour and a half for the police to come. Mind you, they were riding all up and down the streets all day, but they couldn't come see me. But even in the midst of waiting, I didn't complain. I was praising God. I was praising him. I said, Lord, I was thanking you last night when my car was on. And I told you early in the morning, I said, Lord, you know where my car is. I don't know where it is, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Because I wanted to have a testimony. All of a sudden, they came about an hour and a half later. Thank you, too. The Lord blessed me. I had AAA. So they was able. The police was able to come and get my name off the computer of the system of the police so my car was no longer stolen. And I was able to get AAA to come take my car. And because, you know, AAA, if you got a AAA car, they're only going to take you a certain amount. If it's like beyond a certain point, you got to pay the rest. But it was under the 7 miles that I needed to pay extra. It was 5 miles. So I was able to ride my car back without no additional payment. Also, I want to give the Lord a hand praise for my blessing. What am I saying to you? We're going to finish up some more tomorrow. But God said, I want you to praise me continually. I don't care what state you're in. You might be high right now. You might be high on crap, but God said, I want you to praise me in your highness, and I'll make you sober. He said, I might be in the crack house right now. I might be in the bed with somebody. God said, I want you to praise me. Get out the bed and praise me, and leave that woman out that bed right now. Leave that man out that bed. I want you to praise me, because I'm trying to protect you from AIDS. I'm trying to protect you from syphilis. I'm trying to protect you from diseases. I am the God of this world. If you praise me, I'll get rid of the diseases. I will heal your body. Look what the Bible said in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, verse 14. He said, if my people, oh Lord, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I'll hear from heaven. I'll pardon your sin, and I will heal your land. Praise is the key. God said right now, praise is in session for your deliverance. God said, if you praise me, I'll deliver you. He said, I'll deliver you like I did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, if you praise me, I'll bless you like Daniel and the lions did. If you praise me, I'll deliver you out of jail like I did Peter and Paul. If you praise me, I will make your crooked straight. If you praise me, I'll change you from a pimp to a bishop. If you change the way you praise me, I'll make you from a prostitute to an evangelist. If you change your way of praising me, I'll do something to your life that is beyond what you think. I'll bring your family back together if you praise me. I'll clean your record up if you praise me. I'll give you favor among the public. I'll give you favor among your family. I'll help you.
Mm.
I'll I'll heal you from your cancer. I'll heal you from your diabetes. If you praise me, I'll give you. He said, let the whole earth praise me. As I get closer to the end, I've been saved since age 11 to 48. Your length of time, there's no seniority in your connection with God. There's no seniority. Well, I'm a PK. I'm a pastor kid. So what? I've been a preacher for a long time. So what? I haven't done nothing to nobody. So what? He said, he that lived godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. He said, but he know how to deliver the godly out of temptation. But you got to praise me. He said, we're troubled on every side, but yet in distress. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We've been persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew your strength. He said, you'll mount up with wings as eagles. You will run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. But let me just take about another 20 minutes of your time on something, and we'll conclude on tomorrow. Get off of David for a moment. I'm going to talk about us for a moment here. I want you to turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1. Now, when you look at Ephesians, it was written by Paul. It was a Pauline letter. In other words, a letter that Paul wrote. It's about 13 epistles, 13 letters that Paul wrote. And yet, I do believe that Paul wrote the book of Hebrews for you scholars out there. Well, it don't have his flavor. Yeah, but it has his knowledge. He said, I come from the Pharisaic. He said, I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews. Telling the law blameless. I know all the law. So he knew about every aspect of Judaism. I believe that Hebrews is a part of the Pauline letters. Anyway, when we talk about the book of Ephesians, we're talking about the theme, meaning the essence of it. It's talking about building the body of Christ. There's a particular aspect here in the body of Christ that we need to know in the praises of God. He said here, I want you to turn with me here, the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1. Starting at verse number 4, we're going to read 4, 5, and 6. He says that starting at verse number 4, chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians, he said, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Watch this now. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will. Watch number 6 here. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. But I want you to continue on. We're going to look at the book. Look at verse number 11 of the same chapter. He says, "In whom," that's verse 11 now, "in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated." Predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Number 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trust in Christ. There's the two particular, there's a word particularly there in verse number 5 and verse number 11. He talked about predestined. Predestinated means to determine by or if by divine decree or eternal purpose. It means foreordained to an earthly or eternal destiny. Let me repeat that again. When we talk about we were chosen in, we were predestinated, we're talking about to determine by or as if by divine decree or eternal purpose foreordained to an earthly or eternal destiny. What are you saying? I'm saying that before you were born, before there was a heaven and earth, before God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was the Lord, the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. You were in the plan. Genesis chapter number 1, verse 1. He said in the book of St. John, chapter number 1, verse 1 and 2, he said, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But verse number 2 said, the same in the beginning was with God. Before that was done, you were in the plan. You saints of God and friends are special. You have been picked out and selected and brought forth to this time. So this time, now is your time. You have been predestinated. Some of you supposed to have been aborted. Some of you in the womb, death was all around you when that umbilical cord was around your neck. Mm-hmm. Some of you in the womb was upside down instead of downside up. Some of you couldn't come out the canal, but the Lord allowed the doctor to do a C-section on your mama. Why? Because he had to bring you forth because you were predestinated. You were foreordained to be here. So what you talking about that God don't have nothing for you? What you talking about that you're here not to, for no purpose? God has brought you in here for such a time as this. God is getting ready to clean you up. God is getting ready to turn you around. God is getting ready to put your feet on higher ground. God is getting ready to pick you off addiction. Lord is getting ready to heal your body. The Lord is getting ready to take you out of one circle and put you in another circle, because God is getting ready to deliver you out of the kingdom of darkness and translate you into the kingdom of God's dear Son. He's getting ready to take you out of the fear of life. Hallelujah. And he's getting ready to restore you. But God said, you have to praise me. Praise me. You don't have no money, but praise him. You're all alone, but praise him. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you even to the end of the earth. I'll be with you closer than a brother. God said, I am the one to protect you to this time. He said, the reason why you weren't raped, because I was with you. The reason why you're not addicted, because I was with you. The reason why you're not divorced, because I was with you. The reason why your children are not dead and your husband is not obliterated or your wife is messed up, because I've been with you. I protected your parents because of you. I'm saving you for my purpose now. As I get ready to close for the moment, tomorrow we're going to take it even to a higher level. We're going to go into what heaven is doing. But we got to deal with down here. He predestinated us to the praise of his glory. God said, I called you into Christ not to be on the praise team. I didn't call you to just have your own church. I didn't call you for just going about witnessing. I called you to praise me. I want you to praise me with your life. I want you to praise me with your gift. I want you to praise me with your talent. He said, some of you, I'm going to bless you if you can do some things free. I'm going to bless you openly with money. But God said, I don't want you to go in there. And I don't want you to put a price tag on the message that you're going to give. I don't want you to charge folks that can't afford you. I want you to sometimes devote your time, because that's giving praise to me. And I will secure you. I will keep paying your rent. I will help you in your way. I will continue to feed you. But stop using a price tag on what you want. God said, I want you to freely give, and I'll give back to you. What? I want you to praise me with your substance.
You preach it.
I want you to go to God's house and praise him with your tithes and offerings. Some of you need to give a free will offering. Stop being stingy. Some of you won the lottery. God said, give some of that. Oh, Lord. God said, give some of that money to the church. Give some of that money to that nonprofit. Give some of that money to the homeless. If you don't praise me with your money, I'm going to make you lose it. You're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. I want to increase you. I want to multiply you. I want you to be stimulated, activated, motivated. I want to put us praise in your heart, that when people look at you, you that can say, I can do it, Lord, because I see that person do it. The Bible says, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. He said, I want you to be an example of the believers in words and deeds and conversation and purity and faith and charity. I want you to show people that I'm not pimping you. I want you to show people that I can be a free will offering to the world. Look what Paul said in my closing. He said in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, verse 1 and 2. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do what? That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service or worship. Look what he said in verse number 2. He said, be not conformed to this world. In other words, don't let the world squeeze you into their mold, their mindset, their fashion, their fetishes. But he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you'll be able to do that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. But look what he said in Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 23. He said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The spirit of your mind constitutes your attitude and your thoughts. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about, I'm just going to give you a little highlight tomorrow what we're going to be talking about. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said in the book of Ephesians or the book of, are you still there? Do you hear me?
Yes, sir. We here.
Sound like my phone was going out. So the Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, verse 19 and 21, and we'll head on this tomorrow. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Look what he said in the next verse. He said, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I told you before in my closing, Solomon said, here, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let a man fear God and keep his commandments.
Keep his commandments.
Keeping his law. He said, praise me. He said, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord with all thy mind, all thy soul, and all thy might. God said, today, I don't want you to write all your lyrics to the world. Baby, 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 between me and you, between the sheep. God said, I want you to change some of your lyrics sometime and start using words like, oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how
dang
excellent.
It.
How excellent is thy name. Look at
oh,
this. In all the earth. In all the earth. In all the earth. In all the earth. Everybody. How excellent is thy name. God bless you. God bless you. Because why? We have to have an attitude of gratitude. Thank you.
Gratitude.
Thank you.
Wow. Woo! I ain't nothing I could say, but hallelujah, I will bless the Lord. Man,
ow!
You done went everywhere today, Willie. Y'all better be ready tomorrow as he concludes.
Wow, thank you.
He came out the gate firing. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. We've had about 14 callers on the line. Still have about 9 or 10 with us. So we're going to open up the lines and get a comment or a remark from you. Amen. I tell you, this man have really taught this lesson today. Hallelujah.
And there's this Adrian.
This man, he is a man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for Dr. Singleton. I tell you, it's always such a marvelous treat to have him with us. I tell you, anytime he can give us a day, and this week the Lord touched him to give us 2 days. You know that's a sacrifice. He got a reason to bless the Lord. Hey, I got a reason to bless him. Because I said, Dr. Singleton, what's your schedule like tomorrow? Can you do another day? Hey, glory to God. Another day for us. And the Lord granted our request. See, you can't bless the Lord. Hey, and you put a request before it, and he don't honor it. When you bless, oh, God, I bless you today.
Hey,
Dr. Singleton, you done stirred up something. Hallelujah. I tell you, just got a text from one of our supporters and listeners, and how the Lord just opening up doors.
Wow, thank you.
Who can't be thankful to God and he don't bless you? Even this morning, got a treat. Hallelujah. Dr. Larry here, you know, Dr. Oh, God is just so wonderful. But you know, even in the midst of that, do you know the devil, the enemy is always trying to offset? We couldn't even post a flyer today announcing Dr. Singleton. But now I see the flyer, the computer, the girl, the graphic artist, paper say, wasn't it 2 hours she was trying to get it together? And it would not. Because the enemy is mad. Because guess what? He don't want us to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He want us to bless him. Hey, glory to God, but we will not bless him because he is a liar. He's a cutthroat. Hey, and there's no truth in him. Do you know the devil can't tell the truth? Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord, Dr. Singleton. I tell you, my spirit is stirred up now. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Like going
hallelujah.
Out into the highways and the hedges and telling them to bless the Lord. I don't care what you in right now. God can change your condition in a matter of a second, in the blink of an eye. God can change it. Oh, turn it around. I hear turn around in my spirit, Dr. Singleton. Even for Dr. Singleton, I hear the Lord saying, turn around. He going to turn some things around for you, Dr. Singleton. And it won't be many days. I hear turn around for you because of your faithfulness, because of your compassion, because of your obedience, because of your love for the people of God. I hear turn around for Dr. Singleton.
Hey, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Touch and agree with me right now. Turn around for this man of God. Turn around for his wife. Turn around for his ministry. Turn around for his job. I hear turn around, Dr. Singleton. You have taught this lesson to me. Got to reward you. This is a sacrifice for this man of God to come on this line for 2 days and render his service. He never asks for nothing. All he want to do is preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ooh, I hear turn around, Sister Ruby. Turn around for Dr. Singleton. I'm not asking for myself. See, when you bless the Lord for somebody else, hallelujah, God will start turning around things for you because you didn't ask for you. But he said,
that's
because of you preferring your brother and your sister above yourself, guess
Lord
what? I'm going to do the same thing for you.
That's right.
I better watch God today. I will bless the Lord.
That's right.
What he was talking about. Blessing the Lord. He said, look, from 6:30, what did he say? 10:30 to 6:30. Oh, God, that's an 8-hour shift he did looking for his car. But the Lord had his car 2 blocks away from where he was. I heard what he said. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up these lines. You know what? I get happy when some of them drop off. Hallelujah, because God ain't through. We don't know. Some of us miss our blessing when we hang up. And I know some people are on their jobs, and they make sacrifices to get on this line. Don't be offended. But if you can hold on to the end, see, God got a blessing at the end. Hallelujah, because he already know what the end of the broadcast is going to be like. He know who's on this line. He know who needs a miracle. Aaron said Friday, a living, walking miracle. Lord. And what were we talking about? We were talking about going through with the purpose. Now this week the Lord say, I will bless you. I don't care what you're going through. He said, just bless me. Hallelujah. Yes. Just give me some praise. I don't care if you ain't got 2 pennies to rub together. He said, I could change your situation momentarily. Woo, you better watch God. Wow. Hallelujah. Oh, I got Lord have mercy.
Thank you.
You get happy when God is doing it for your brother and sister. But we get happy for ourselves. But how many know that God is a God to all? Hey, Holly, the same thing he does for Dr. Singleton, he can do it for you. But you got to become a little less of you. Don't be selfish. Don't grab everything yourself. But learn how to say it. Learn how to bless God with others. Y'all better watch God. Hallelujah. We see some first time callers on here. We gonna go to them first.
Thank you.
Go to my cousin Aaron. This is second time on the line with us. I see a call out of another Michigan number. I don't know who it is. Might be a relative, might be a friend. Area code 517. And the last 4 of your number is 1534. Can you greet us today? Call if you're not too shy. If you feel like blessing the Lord and you're not ashamed. Hallelujah. Can you greet us today? Area code 517. The last 4 of your number is 1534. If not, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Who is it? Hello. All right. We can't hear you. We're going to area code 760. The last 4 of your number is 4328. Can you greet us? Oh. 4328, I hear somebody talking. God bless you. From the comment on the word, give us your name or where you're calling from. If not, we're going to move on. God bless you. Amen, amen. We're going to Aaron. God bless you. Going back to Aaron Singleton, and then we're going to Sister Albertine, then Sister Donna Shaw. And then we see another 818. Wait a minute. Another 818 area code. Just a moment. I'm not familiar with the last 4 of your number, 8850. Is this Sister Cammie?
Yeah, it's Sister Cammie.
Hey, is this your cell number?
Yes, it's Sister Cammie.
Well, God bless you. We have your line open. God bless you. I'm excited about what God is doing. God bless you
too,
Cammie.
Yeah, I just sent you something on Facebook, email. So just when you get a chance to take a look at that.
All right.
Yeah, but I want to thank Dr. Singleton for always delivering a right on time word, and I'm looking forward to what he has to say tomorrow. I don't want to hold up too much because I know a lot of people want to say something. I just want to say praise God and thank you for everything you're doing.
Amen, amen, Sister Dr. Singleton. This is one of the beautiful young ladies you met when we were in Los Angeles. Lives in Woodland Hills.
Amen.
We love you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Always
amen, amen.
Amen.
You
always
met all of them. They steal all of this from out of the Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area code. So we're going Albertine, then Sister Donna. You met all of these young women at the church about two months ago. Tell you so. We invite some others to come on the line. I mean, he have really taught today under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So God bless you, Sister Albertine, and then Sister Donna. God bless you, Sister Cammy. Love you.
God bless you. Love you too. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, Pastor Singleton. That was powerful. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Very inspirational. I'm going through some things right now, and it was just beautiful to hear the word, to make sure you can stay in praise no matter what happens. Continue to praise the Lord. And I've just been praising him all day. I've been praying last night, praying this morning. It's really Evangelist Bernard just delivered a beautiful word yesterday, and then you come with this word that just seals it, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow. And it sometimes we don't understand why things happen, but in the midst of it, we still have to praise the Lord.
I thank the Lord.
I think sometimes he allows things to happen just to see if we're still going to praise him. And I just praise and worship, and I thank the Lord. And I know things are going to be, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and I'm going to continue just to praise the Lord. And thank you so much for that powerful word.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amen.
We just love these women of God. Sister Anna, another Los Angeles woman. Come on, woman of God. Sister Donna. She may be on a job. She may not be able to say anything. Sister Shaw? All right, we're going to go on the air, and this is the walking miracle, y'all. This is the first cousin to Dr. Singleton. It's all in the bloodline. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, I enjoy that. I like the way that my God was using you when you was dealing with your car situation, when you was walking by faith, not by sight, and letting God use you. And that was a powerful thing that you wasn't giving up. The battle wasn't yours. It was the Lord's battle. But he was allowing you to go through some things for a testimony. So you can go. If you wouldn't have went the other way and lost your mind, like you was talking earlier, and didn't care attitude, that's how you wouldn't have made it to your blessing. But sometimes you have to go through things for God to get the glory out of us. We have to go through a situation for a reason. Just like I was speaking Friday, I said, we are walking miracles. See, when you're walking miracles, you have to go through those situations for God to bless you. You can't go through a test without a testimony. Why not? You got to go through a situation God wanted to use. But I am enjoying myself. Well, the person that was from Lansing, they was calling me on my cell phone, and I told them about your website. And her name is Sister Stewart. That's Deacon Stewart's daughter that was on the line.
Deacon Stewart's daughter, where she came on and stayed on a while, Aaron.
Yeah, I had told her to come on, because she was asking me what I was doing. I told her I was on my cousin's line, listening to my cousin teaching Bible class, you know, like on the line with a lot of people on here. And I told her she should get on, and I gave her the number. But that's what I was telling her to get on. But I've been trying to reach a lot of, you know, telling a lot of people about that. But what you were talking about, Dr. Pastor, well, you're going to be a pastor soon, but Winnie, what you were talking about, it was so powerful, what you was dealing with, because that's what we need right now, you know, a turnaround. A lot of folks don't have the faith for that turnaround. We need that turnaround. You don't go through things for nothing. God is in the midst of everything. And this right here, we are true Christians of Jesus Christ on this line. We're not here to be playing games. We're not here to act. God has certain folks for callings on here. Because it's so like I've been talking about a lot of false prophets. Not to hold this line too long, but you got a lot of these false prophets. Want you to give and give. It ain't all about that. It's about loving Jesus Christ and being on here to help one another. We got to help one another. We are the true Christians on this line trying to do the right thing. And when you're going through a test, when you're going through problems, because God is dealing with you. Sometimes we have, most of us, a lot of us on this got callings in our lives.
We need God to work miracles in our life. But we don't do that. We be thinking we are throwing the towel quick, like, I don't care. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to serve you. God, if you bless that person, why you can't bless? Stop mumbling and complaining and asking God to help you get your mind right. And my cousin, that's what she's doing. Oh, my goodness, Adrian. You don't know what God is about to be doing in your life. Oh, my God. Woo! Woo! I love to get on this line. I'm glad I'm getting the second time. I ain't going to be on this. This ain't going to be my last time. But I told and I enjoyed it. That encouraged my spirit. That anointing that was hitting me so heavy. I had a time that I almost wanted to say, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. I wanted to go there, but I couldn't have had it all for myself. Because the anointing was so powerful. And you're right, Adrian, at the last ending, when if some people leave, they got to go to work. But this time, oh, my God. That is so powerful what God is using you. Oh, my God. Because I love people. I love to witness the souls. I was just breaking down a guy earlier today about his life, that the calling of God in his life. He just got out of prison back. He was in there for 25 years. I was telling him, man, God got a calling in your life. But you playing games. You got to get with God. You got to get with God now when you have a calling in your life. But I enjoyed myself. Oh, my God. I just appreciate it. I appreciate it. This is anointing powerful. God is doing the turnaround. God is doing some things to people because he's tired of people going through situations and all that. And God ain't forgot you. We forgot him. See, he ain't forgot us. We forgot him. Because we don't want to praise him like we want to pray. We forgot God. God didn't forget us. He always been the same. We forgot him. Demonstrated like a real. We forgot him at. It's because we be giving it up. We forgive up. We give up things right away. We don't. Right. We don't depend on him right away. We listen to these false prophets and all the other folks. Oh, you don't take all. Yes, it do take all that. When you have a calling in your life, what's gonna stop you from sinning? Born again Christian ain't going to stop you from sinning. That's all right, but you got to come to that next level, and that's in Jesus' name, baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking to get you right where he wants you to be in these last and evil days.
All when right, well, we looking forward to, we going a little bit higher tomorrow. Dr. Singleton is sold out for 2 days, though.
God,
we looking to go a little bit higher. I tell you, and Aaron, he is a witness to Sister Ruby. He going to tell people about Jesus. He going to tell them about what you're doing. If he believe in what you're doing in his kingdom business, there's no mind sharing. God bless you, cousin. We're so glad to see you on the line. Now, come back tomorrow for part two. We'll have some words. Sister Ruby, Dr. Ruby, Larry.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, Dr. Singleton. You know, I'm with your spirit that the Holy Ghost is in you. And we thank Jesus Christ for allowing you to come forth and people with the Holy Word of God. You know, and he taught you. I mean, you just can't. That purpose and you got taught. You went and you were set up under his feet, and he have taught and he have given you the anointing to give to your people, to his people. So I just thank you for time, and tomorrow I'm just waiting if this was truly a blessing to be delivered. Know that we have a will, the Lord's got a way. Hallelujah. So I thank you in Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord, amen. Well, we're going, let's see if Sister Shaw is able to say anything. If not, we're going back to our speaker. Dr. Singleton, Evangelist Joshua was on also. You know, that's one of the women that have had the pleasure of meeting you. So God bless you. Sister Shaw is still on the line, but she may not be able say anything. So we're going back to our dynamic, anointed, prolific, and profound speaker, Dr. Singleton. I tell you, call your friends, your family, your coworkers, and let them know tomorrow we're going a little bit higher. Dr. Singleton, we're going to have a word from you, and you can close us out with the word of prayer, and we'll see you on the other side tomorrow, if it be the Lord's will. Dr. Singleton.
I praise the Lord. I want to let everyone know that I thank the Lord for this time to share with you. You know, there's sometimes, that you didn't have callings in your life. You know, sometimes you have plans on things that you think you're going to talk about, but then the Lord will download. Now, I want to say something. This is what happens when the Lord blesses you. We want to get to a point when you're praising God where he will download the knowledge and revelation to you, but then he will upload the memory of testimony. So we can match our testimony that we upload within ourselves and download, God downloads his promises and his anointing upon us, then we can be able to help people. But it's all in the praise. And I just want to thank you. I don't know, God has already given me some thoughts on tomorrow what we're going to do. So I want you to stay tuned because the Lord may have you to use some of your talent to help us to worship the Lord on tomorrow. But what we want you to do before is we want you to praise him. Make this 2 days a praise conference.
Yes.
In other words, we want you to, for the next 2 days, we want you to start from this point on, from this session from on, we want you to be praising him all through the day. Like that sister said, she said she was going through something, but she just started praising him. And you're going to be surprised. If you got some praises that you praise today and you get on the channel tomorrow, and we're going to make sure we give you some time if the Lord delivers you from the praise of your deliverance, of your deliver.
Yeah.
If you praise him today and tomorrow, and God has delivered you from your deliver, we want to give you some time tomorrow to testify on that on the second half of our talking. You know, we're going to start off first, but we're going to ask, and please, Evangelist Adrian, maybe the second half.
Okay.
Have delivered them through their dilemma by them praising from this time to tomorrow. And in their deliverance testimony, we want to set some
glory.
Oh, Lord! Because we want to let you know that God's word is true. He says his word is forever settled in heaven. And God wants to show you that his word is just as lively today as it was in David's day. But you've got to step out today and praise him. And we want to hear it on tomorrow. In Jesus' name. Let us look up to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, we thank you, oh Lord, for your spirit being here. We thank you for the listeners, for those that have responded back and those that had to leave. Father, a lot of us are going through our dilemmas. A lot of us are going through situations, and we don't know how to get out. But you said that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. You know, it's like you helped me to find my car. I searched from 6:30 to 2:30, and I couldn't find my car, but there was two blocks over all the time. Father, we know, Lord, wherever people have lost things, loved ones that are lost. Those may be gone because maybe of mental illness. Maybe they might be lost because they don't know their way around. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, if someone has lost an object of great importance, we ask you, Lord God, to bless them to find it or find the solution or find the importance of what's needed. Some people, Lord, need to know purpose in their life. Show them the purpose today why you have them on this earth, that they won't commit suicide, that they won't start on drugs, that they won't start drinking. But, Lord, know that you have a calling on their life. We ask you, Lord God, to let them know in this 2 days' time why you have them here, that they may make known on tomorrow what you have for them and what you have done for them and what you're going to do for them. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful ministry, New Destiny. We know, Lord, this ministry is here, it's placed here in the 21st century, that, Lord, people, as myself and others, has presented on a platform to take us into our new destiny. And, Father, we ask you, Lord, to bless the host, give her the strength, and those that's working along with her. Continue to bless her, Lord, to support this ministry through financial support and through moral support and through physical and spiritual support. We ask you, Lord God, to bless in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. We see Brother Minister Donnie on the line today. We just want to thank God for him tuning in a little late. Go back into the archives if you all want someone to listen to these messages again. The archives is available. You can visit our website at www.newdestinyministries, or you can go on Blog Talk Radio and search for New Destiny Ministries. Get ready for part two tomorrow. I want you all to in early. And we're going to have Dr. Singleton on up. And you've heard what he said. He want you all to leave off the line with a praise. And tomorrow, part of the segment of this two-day seminar, he's going to allow you an opportunity to tell the people what God has done for you from this time today until tomorrow. We're looking for some turnaround. I believe God going to have some people with some praise reports on tomorrow. Hey, glory to Jesus. Turn around, not just for Dr. Singleton, but for everyone that was on this line today, for everyone that was obedient to what he has requested. Expect the turnaround. When you get off this phone, hallelujah, and you leave from wherever you are, expect some turnaround. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for another praise report on tomorrow. So invite someone to tune in. Hey, glory to God. And you might be surprised if Dr. Singleton might pull out his trumpet. Hey, hallelujah. And blow it. Glory of God. So God bless you all. We go in with we're going to end with the song, Because of Who You Are, Dr. Larry.
Because of who you are, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Come early for the second part of the seminar. God bless. Have a Jesus day.